Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we take two. There's been a crash. Quinata Freeway northbound at Narrows Bridge in South Perth. The left lane has been blocked. Traffic, unfortunately, is pretty slow back to South Terrace in conjunction with the morning peak. To the freeway, southbound run still quite heavy around Reed Highway through to Vincent Street, northbound from Mortimer Road to Anchortail Road, Barrington Road to Cranford Avenue, and then South Terrace through to Narrows Bridge. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
That's right. It's time for Suburban Breaking News across Perth today. What's shaking in your neighbourhood? We want to know about it. We want to know. Crossing to one of our correspondents in the room. Let's cross to Dianella.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't mean to be a music bed hog.
Oh, okay.
But I've got, there's a secondary music bed that applies to this one.
Oh. Okay. I'm ready.
This is related to something we talked about last week, rats.
Oh.
But I don't think it's rats.
Oh.
Something is living in my roof. Exactly.
I was on that one.
Well done.
Why do you think it's not a rat?
It sounds enormous.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure it lifts up tiles to get
in. Don't.
I think it's an alien. I think there's a little grey man living in my room.
A little grey man.
I haven't poked my head up there and looked.
Hello. You know it lifts up the tiles.
I have heard it running around. You know how they sound running
yes.
around?
Yes.
And then I heard the sound of a tile being lifted. You know the noise.
Yeah, it's like
know?
A... It's like a... You can hear that.
Two rocks grinding next to each other.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
That is terrifying.
Like it lifted the tile and got out. And then
it's going back to its
2
spaceship.
2 a.m. last night, I got woken up. It came home. Whatever it is, it's come back home.
Oh, stop it.
Lifted the tiles back into the roof, and then I heard it like rustle around in the insulation.
You need to get a camera up there. You need to get a camera up there and video check it.
I do. I got CCTV
type
camera.
Thing.
Can we go this
Have you got anything at work? Something
work
that you
expense.
This is a work
buy
expense.
An infrared camera.
This could be content.
Yes, it is. This is content. This is good content.
Yeah, and it nestled into the insulation and went to sleep.
Well, speaking of
it's probably 2 still there.
A.M.
Speaking of 2 a.m. Yes, Kirsty.
And a segue would be nice.
Yeah, amazing segue. This is a segue in itself. Carry on.
Well, 2 a.m. we get woken by this beep.
Someone swearing somewhere.
What a kid censoring themselves.
30 seconds later, another censored beep.
Oh, that's annoying.
And then another 30 seconds.
No, it's the alien.
And our air conditioner on our wall, our little split system, just started to just make these whirring sounds. And it took us a while to sort of figure it out. We woke up and I said, I think the power must have gone off. But there's this beeping. And what happens is our house alarm, when it... The power goes off. It beeps every 30 seconds to let you know that the power is off.
Just so you
and
know,
it's on the battery.
Just so you know, yeah. But not for long.
I'll tell you what. My husband then goes down. He goes, I can't remember how to turn this thing off. Because it's happened before.
Dear. Oh, dear.
This is at 2 o'clock in the morning. He goes padding down there. I just said, I'm staying in bed. It's too cold. He goes padding down there. Hey, you're like, pad down to the front. Because it's right down the front of the house. And then, boom, the alarm goes off. Like, the whole alarm goes off for about 10 seconds, and then it stops. And then again, it was like, beep. I'm like, this is driving me mad. In the end, he was able to figure out how to turn that off. And then we went back to bed, and then obviously half an hour later, we heard it all go back on again and woke us up again.
Oh.
So about an hour of distraction at Beaconsfield.
Well, there you go. Imagine how annoyed your neighbours would be.
Does anyone else have a 2 a.m. story?
Give us a call, 93130 and 98.5. Crossing now, back to Dianella.
Hello.
Sorry also to Jane in Wanneroo for mentioning things about aliens and freaking out.
I'm sure there are not aliens in your room.
There's no aliens in Wanneroo.
Not in Wanneroo. Dianella, yet to be seen.
I'm trying to figure that out.
You know that old alien saying, aliens Dianella, yes. Wannaroo, no. Hey,
if you rearrange the letters of Dianella, what do you get? Aliened.
Maybe. Probably.
Probably. I'll do it on the whiteboard after this.
Anyway, back to Dianella. What's going on, Liam?
Well, I've got a second one. Firstly, Ben from Allenbrook says it's most likely a possum in your roof.
Yeah, you probably
He reckons they lift the tiles with their tail.
Don't they have hands?
They do, but their tails are very strong. And
they're very clever.
Right.
Okay. How cute. I actually think
I
that would be
it.
Very cute, having a
if
little
if it could keep it down, that would be good.
Snuggled up in your roof.
I'd prefer a possum to a rat. Mm. Second breaking news
alien.
From Dianella.
Oh, second breaking news.
Yeah.
This is good. Prolific reporting.
Go.
You know those, when you sit at the traffic lights, people put those little Corflute triangular signs up for their business?
With a brick in it. Yeah.
With a brick in it, exactly. And it always says, websites design, and they're always terrible.
Yes.
Well, I was sitting at the traffic lights, and at the traffic lights opposite, on the other side of the road, there was one of those signs, and the guy at the front of the queue opened his car door, tipped the sign over. In a moment of anger, anguish, therefore spilling the brick all over my side of the road, which I'm pretty displeased about. And then when he just drove off and the light went green.
Do we think he's a rival web developer?
I think it was a business rivalry.
Well, gee.
I did it with such force and such disdain.
I reckon it was Mark Zuckerberg.
It was him driving old Holden.
All right, guys, you can keep you. No, we're not doing you any pleasures. What are we doing?
We're doing suburban breaking news. Send it through 0429 985 985. What's happening in the burbs?
Now to the northbound runs turn. Crash Kwinana Freeway northbound right on the Narrows Bridge. The left lane has been blocked. Unfortunately, traffic is heavy all the way back through to Farrington Road this morning. For the remainder of that southbound run, it's quite heavy. Reed Highway to Vinton Street, northbound at Thomas Road as well. And some hotspots in the metro. Tonkin Highway southbound from Morley Drive to Collier Road in Bayswater. And Watley Crescent citybound at East Parade in Mount Lawley. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Meldy. Guys, still a lot of breaking news coming in.
Yes, suburban breaking news.
Got one from Tegan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Corner of Ennis Avenue and Patterson Road in Rockingham. There's a man wearing a blue T-shirt with a sign looking a bit suspicious. Or maybe he's just campaigning the election.
Gee.
I have my suspicions as to who it is.
It must have worked because Tegan can remember his first name. Yeah. That's about it.
It's not Mike. next one. What have we got? What have we got?
Oh,
here,
look. We have breaking news from Basso.
Breaking news from Basso. Bassendine. Okay.
It's Michelle, correspondent Michelle. She said, I have a cat. Not her cat. I have a cat.
Did you say a cat?
I did.
Okay. Carry on.
Yeah. Michelle's not... Well, she can hear a sound from the pavement. It's the cat spraying her front door.
Like spray paint? It's got like a big, thick texter and just like tagging up.
When
what do you mean spraying?
Well, they spray it to mark their territory. It's usually a male cat and they stink. Michelle's saying it's not pleasant. She's now put enough essential oils to smell out the neighbours, and I'm hoping the cat won't come back. Any tips would be great, she said. Is there anyone that's had their front door sprayed by a cat that just is like, I need to fix this. How do I fix this? It's not even her cat, obviously.
Well, I saw the movie Cats, and that made me feel like I was being assaulted. So, it's kind of the same thing, really, if you think about it.
All right, well, let us know.
Cats? What's the best way to get rid of a cat? Like a stray that needs to be removed. What do you do to them?
Well, spraying is not great. So, if anyone's got any tips for Michelle and Basso, breaking news, we would love to hear the breaking news from Basso, from Michelle, saying what has actually solved that problem for her next week.
Maybe just play this song over and over again at your front door.
They won't come back.
Oh, and now here in a very unlikely segue, here is Taylor Swift, the star of Cats.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh,
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.